It's very disappointing. I feel most disappointed for my own family, for my many, many supporters who done their bit, and I suppose up until last week or the middle of the week beforehand, everything was going according to plan. Unfortunately, as you do know yourself, there was a very orchestrated and pointed campaign taken against me by a select group of individuals, and I suppose it had detrimental effects in regards to it. You did make reference to the fact that I did try to do my very best for Donegal when I was serving as mayor of the county for the last year. I did that in the belief that I wanted to be positive about Donegal. I wanted to serve the people of Donegal in an ambassadorial and a very serious role. I done that, and perhaps that also added to the much reduced vote that I had received, because I did put so much into it, and I put my heart and soul into serving the people of Donegal in a full-time capacity. But look, I respect more than anything the decision that the people have taken, and I am somebody that believes in the democratic process, and I will accept the decision that has been made, even though it hasn't gone in my favour.
And I know, I don't know if Pat the Colt Gallagher, I don't know if you heard the question I put to him. It was about, because you put so much effort into your position as mayor and representing the county, did that take away, were you able to give your constituents as much attention as you would hope to? Because it's impossible to take on a role as full-time as you did and then do the day-to-day council work. Is that a factor?
Well, I did hear that. I was on route up in the car, and I did hear that conversation. And as Pat the Cope Gallagher made the very good point, I don't know what the insinuation is there. I worked in a full-time capacity as much as I could on behalf of the mayoral role that I was delighted to be appointed to by my fellow colleagues. But I also worked in a full-time capacity to deliver for my constituents, as I did. There was a number of issues, as we all know. There was a water outage in Falkara almost every week for the last 2 or 3 months. I am the elected rep there, so I have to take that in the chin. There was a concerted effort, and you know only too well that the media allowed themselves to be exploited for the benefit of a political campaign against myself, and be that print or be that radio or anywhere else. But look, today is not about me. I have not been elected. Today is about the six councillors who will represent the needs of the people of the Glenties Municipal District, and I congratulate them. And I want to, more than anything, thank the people who stood with me through this difficult campaign. Thank my family. Thank my supporters. Thank the many hundreds of people who messaged me both in the run-up to the campaign and over the last few days, which have been tough for me. I really, really enjoyed representing the people of my area of the Glenties Municipal District, and indeed in the last year, the people of Donegal. And I gave it my utmost. And the people have made a decision, and I respect that decision, as you have to. And you know, when you enter politics, you do so knowing that you will have good days, but you also must do so knowing that you will have low days and tough days. And this is one of those days for me. But I do respect the decision, and I will reflect over the next week or 10 days, and we'll see what will come of it.
Okay, listen, I'm irrelevant in this, but I must be phrasing that question really clumsily, because I'm not actually trying to insinuate anything at all, but we'll come back to that another time. But I'm not trying to be underhand in any way, shape or form. Also, to the LAS story, from Highland's perspective, we only carried it once, and that was during the debates when you were there and present and able to answer that question.
Well, I don't necessarily want to get into that now, but you're saying you carried it once. It was carried then for 20 minutes the following Monday.
Yeah,
when
that's
I wasn't
true.
There.
Fair enough.
But irrespective, Greg, what happened happened because a select few wanted it to happen. The LAS story, and we'll deal with it if you so wish, was something that occurred in 2017. It was landed then as a political bomb, I suppose, on my character, on my family, and on my being, and on my representation. And it was used, I suppose, for whatever or whoever's benefit, but it certainly wasn't mine. So look, I'm not for a second saying anything else. I accept the decision that people have made. It's important that the people have the decision to make, and I fully, fully accept and respect that decision, and will shake myself down. I've been a full-time councillor, so I'll see what the days and weeks and months ahead lie for me.
Okay. John McAteer wants a quick question, I think.
Seamus, my sincerest condolences with you, because I would have felt that you, that your performance, as not only as a councillor, but as a friend and as the Cahillia of the past 12 months, was quite outstanding. And I'm absolutely shocked. I've said to Ashton and to everybody else on Highland Radio in that my 50 years in covering politics, this is the biggest shock that I've ever come across, because there was no inkling whatsoever that I was aware of. You know, like, is it the fact that just the national media coverage in relation to that LIS story, is that what did you doubt?
Well, I you know, I don't know. It's something that we'll have to reflect on over the last number of days, but I know that since that bombshell, I suppose, came to be last Sunday, that it had detrimental effects, and I had seen a change on the doorsteps. But look, that's to be respected. You know, I'm sure, as you have said yourself, John, I'm 100% sure that when the actual facts of the story do come out, and they're not for me to answer, because I didn't make representations, I didn't make the application because I wasn't the actual landowner. It was said on Highland Radio that my name wasn't on the application when it actually was. So no matter what I tried to explain, others were happy to explain things that weren't true. And look, it is what it is, and I thank you, John, very much for saying how well I represented the county. Unfortunately, it would have been better if you could have said it last week, maybe. But look, that is the way it is.
We didn't have the opportunity to talk about it last week because it would have been in a list of things that might have happened in this election. You know what I mean?
I fully accept that, John. At the end of the day,
it's a big shock not only for you but for your family. But what about your political career hereafter?
Well, I suppose, you know, the last 2 days, definitely when the votes were being counted, it was, you know, I knew that the writing was on the wall. I knew that it would be difficult. It has turned out to be impossible to get elected. So I haven't given much thought of where I go from here. What I've been doing is contacting my own people and contacting my family. They have been around me and they have been with me, and those that stood with me in the last number of weeks when they were tough weeks. I appreciate that fully, and I suppose I'll discuss with those people in the coming weeks and indeed months and see what, if any, political career I have
If it is any consolation to you from us here on Highland Radio and indeed from myself, you have left a lasting legacy of a very positive contribution, not only as a councillor but as a member of the O'Donnell clan.
I appreciate that very much, John, and now it's something that I'll reflect on. I'll discuss it with my family, I'll discuss it with my team, and I'll discuss it with my supporters, and look, we'll see what holds in the future. I wouldn't want to be in a situation that I would ever have to put my family, my friends and my supporters through the kind of onslaught that they had to suffer in the last week or 10 days. That shouldn't happen to anybody. I stand for political life, I accept it, and I can handle it, but you know, it wasn't fair what other people had to be languishing with from people that we didn't know, because a select number of people decided that they wanted to target me through politics and through a character assassination and through everything else. So it's something that I'll think long and hard of, but the next number of days we'll see what that takes out. But look, thanks for your support and your kind words. I think before I leave you, I think it's important that I would thank the county staff right across the county who have done sterling work on behalf of Donegal County Council and the court service, and on behalf of the people of Donegal who cast their votes. And you know, the results that are coming out are what people voted for, and I fully respect that.
All right, Seamus O'Donnell, I've no doubt we'll speak again into the future. As I say, you know, in that debate, that 20 minutes you talk of, I reiterated what you had said in that regard. The phone lines were always open for you to respond if you wanted to, not least like we talked extensively as it relates to that Falkara water issue and so on and so forth. I would hope on reflection that you would feel that the news coverage and the current affairs coverage on balance was fair. The first time I ever discussed that LIS story was with you sitting there in front of me. It wasn't lifted from the Business Post and put out as a story. It was covered elsewhere from letters and all that kind of stuff. I never went near the story at that point until I had an opportunity to put it to you directly. But be that as it may, I would certainly hope there's no hard feelings.
Well, as you say, it is a time for reflection, and I will reflect. And there's no hard feelings towards the electorate. They made a decision on the things that were in front of them and the candidates that were in front of them, and I fully respect that. And I thank all yourselves, right, Greg and Highland Radio, Andy, John, and everybody else that is associated with us for the fine coverage that you have given over the last number of days.